This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. We jump right into it. Along the election trail, yet somebody else decides they're going to take a swing. So Elizabeth Warren goes after Donald Trump, essentially in a war of words, saying pretty much that this is lunacy. And it makes you wonder if she's going to jump in. I mean, is this kind of, there's been a push for her to possibly jump into this. Is this maybe what we're seeing? Plus, the new poll shows that Hillary Clinton trails only one in the Republican, in the Republican side of things. So Trump and Clinton remain on top. That's the CNN ORC poll. What does it mean? Bob Ney, always fun to have him, especially live with us from Talk Media News, the former congressman from Ohio. Bob, so the new poll has Trump and Clinton even. Should there be some concern on the Democratic side for this?
Well, I mean, I've told my friends who have been saying, here comes the clown car, I said the clown car may run you over. Can I hear that both sides of the aisle? You know, Hillary Clinton, right. Oh, she can be beat. Donald Trump, oh, he can be beat. I think this is going to be, if it's those two, it's going to be, I think, razor close. I really do.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's going to be very, very close. But here's the thing. Does that mean we'll see more people go out and vote?
Well, I think so. Now, one thing that Hillary Clinton has to watch, and I've argued this from day one because I served 11 years. We've talked on your show. I've served 11 years with Bernie Sanders. And Bernie Sanders is a reality show in himself. And I mean that flatteringly. What you see is what you get. He's going to go all the way into the convention. He's not going to be like Rubio and drop out if he, you know, doesn't win X amount of states. He's a causal guy, Kate, as you know. He's a man mm-hmm. with a cause. Millions of followers. So as I've told many of my friends on the Democratic side that are supporters of Hillary Clinton, be very, very nice to Bernie Sanders. Very nice. Because they're going to need his people to turn out, because the Democratic turnout has been low. But I think if you've got Clinton and Trump, and at the end of the day, if that's what happens, I still argue that people aren't going to say, "Oh, what do I do?" I think the turnout's going to be big, very big.
I do too. I think it may be our biggest turnout, at least in modern times.
I would think it would be. I mean, right now the. Although there's arguments and people are so divided, but the amount of people now looking at this entire election in the last 3 or 4 months has been amazing for a wide variety of reasons. And I've never seen an explosion of politics in my lifetime, now including public policy. But, you know, the president was in Cuba, of course, today. And you've got that. That's monumental. The first time in 88 years.
Yeah.
You've got all these things, Supreme Court justice that the Senate won't have hearings on. And then you've got the candidates that still remain, and it's still up in the air with a lot of them.
Crazy. Elizabeth Warren, how about this? She called Trump a loser.
She's using his own verbiage. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah. Yeah, so, but I wonder, because everybody keeps going to Warren, and you know this. There are people that desperately want her to be in this somehow.
Oh,
do you think she shows up somewhere?
The only way she would show up is if something catastrophic happened with Hillary Clinton. I mean, you know, I'm not saying she's going to be indicted, but, you know, some type of deal with the emails we don't know about. The whole place blows up. You've got her and Bernie Sanders, then possibly a third person, which would be Elizabeth Warren. But the Democratic side is more cautious about this, about filtering names out there for potentials, whereas the Republican side has been very bombastic, you know, the anybody but Trump movement. Although tonight I saw a guy I know that puts out a blog, and he's put out a very, very anti-Trump blog. And today he's like, well, it's inevitable. So I put on his Facebook, I guess Hades froze over today. So, on the Republican side, that, you know, they're trying to get Trump out. But Elizabeth Warren, there's just no movement to draft her because Bernie and Hillary Clinton are in some type of deadlock. I mean, nothing like that. On the Republican side, there's active movements. You know, Mitt Romney, you've seen it all. I had to work. Trump had a field day today in Washington, just a field day.
Yeah, no question about that. You know, Trump, how about this? Trump using, they were talking about this, using a teleprompter for his foreign policy speech. He was going to mess up, right? I'm going to use that teleprompter. I'm not going to mess this up, right?
Well, that's right. And he came, you know, with the AIPAC meeting with the American-Israeli Political Action Committee. He did pretty good. And then, of course, he's got a little edge on Hillary Clinton because of President Obama's deal with Iran, which doesn't sell well. Hillary Clinton was part of the administration, so he has a little edge there. He was very careful today. You know, he's going to move the embassy to Jerusalem. John Kasich even says, well, I'm not sure about that. Trump's going to move it. So you're right. You know, he read his lines. Of course, they had the final five today. They still got a lot of publicity, even though, you know, the president got a lot of publicity on the Cuba visit today, but still.
Did you see
the tape? Did you see the full tape of that by chance?
Yes, I saw the full tape. And what was really weird is some awkward moments. There was awkward moments with this one question, the human rights deal, and then the Obama lifting, you know, Castro lifting Obama's hand, finishing the press conference. A lot of people are writing about that, but this is historic. It's unbelievable.
We have Victoria Jones down there, but they're running snippets, and I didn't know. And a friend of mine, David Lee, back here in Ohio, sent me a message and sent me the link, and I watched the whole thing. Because, you know, the news, CBS and a couple other stations didn't give the entire thing. And there were some real awkward moments. And then Raul Castro said, well, give me the names. Give me the names of the dissidents and from the one reporter's question, and I'll free him tonight, he says. Just give me the names.
Rough assignment,
historic visit after 8 years.
Yeah, absolutely. Rough assignment for Victoria Jones, too, by the way.
We all gave up and said, Victoria, you go in our place. Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, somebody's got to do it. It's got to be you. Wow. So interesting times, no doubt. Bob Ney, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Kate. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, good stuff. You heard Bob say that he looked at the whole feed, so did I, and it's funny, he picked out the same thing I picked out. There was definitely some weird, awkward moments with Castro, and especially there was the response to the one question, because, you know, now it's a press conference, and it's, I won't call it a complete free-for-all, but it was kind of like that, I guess it was, yeah, with so much media there. And that's something they're not used to. So the president was urging Castro to answer questions about his human rights record on Monday. It was a very strange news conference in Havana. They took questions from U.S. and Cuban reporters. And, you know, so the question and answer session, you know, showed some differences, obviously, between Cuba and the United States. But it was the first time Castro's taking questions from, of course, the U.S. press. Yeah. And that was a push by the White House to do that. More on that Cuban visit and some other musings as well. If you want to throw in your two cents on what's happening, you can blast it to us at americatonight.net, or you can dive on the phone lines. Fair or foul, are you going to Cuba? Are you taking your vacation there? 855-266-5283.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The free world, you get to pick your peeps. I say it all the time, strong choices make for a better president, because let's face it, it's all about delegating to the right people in the cabinet, but even others around you in the White House, it all matters in the end. You got to pick the right people who then have to go on and pick the right people. So one of the cool things that happened, kind of a funny thing, when Donald Trump was speaking today at a news conference in Washington, he gave a sort of impromptu job interview during a news conference. He looked at a woman in the crowd who introduced herself as a 9/11 survivor and a vet of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, and who voiced support for what his plan was for the military. Then she asked if work at the Trump International Hotel would be available to veterans. And he said, "What are you talking about here? We are doing some of that actually already. We have it very much involved. What are you looking for? What kind of position?" So he invited the woman to go up to the podium to conduct a job interview for the position at the upcoming hotel. And, I mean, of course, the crowd went crazy over this. He just went, "So what's your experience in front of the world?" She said, "Well, I design, I do wreaths, I do all types of decorations." He said, "And you like this building?" So he said, "Here's what I'm going to do. There's the man." And he directed her to one of his associates, telling the crowd, "If we can make a good deal on the salary, she's going to probably have a job." So that is pretty wild. That is very Trump, isn't it? It's very Trump-like. So we'll see. We'll see if she gets the job, because trust me, people will be asking about that were there while that all unfolded. Absolutely. How about Bernie Sanders? While half of the world is watching what's going on in Cuba, this was Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders fans packed a Washington rally, right? Even if it's too late for him to catch Hillary Clinton and win enough delegates to become the Democratic Party nominee, they're there. The millennials are there day in and day out, no matter where he speaks or what's going on. they come out in droves. I mean, it's not just millennials, but there certainly are many millennials in the crowd because they always quote people who are in their 20s. And it was jammed. High school gymnasium, right? Thousands of people snaking along the sidewalks like they were lining up to meet a movie star. I mean, just stretch for blocks. 4,700 people, that was the capacity. And they were playing Bob Marley tunes, Revolution. There were signs, Nurses for Bernie, Natives for Bernie, all kinds of signs all over the place. So bottom line is, even if he doesn't win the nomination, there are still people saying, and which could be interesting, that they'll write his name in anyway. They'll write his name in anyway. How about that? It's interesting. But again, it comes down to delegates. So that's ultimately the deal. He doesn't get the nomination because of the delegates, but yet he gets a lot of people who have elevated him to a political rock star status, right? Absolutely. It is very strange what is happening along this path to the beginning of November and the general election. Those that have seen their fates flushed away and others who have been elevated, like Donald Trump. And Trump, of course, was very, very popular in the crowd because of his pro-Israel stance today or Monday when he was speaking. And this is definitely the way he is. So he's there before the largest pro-Israeli advocacy group in America, and they were eating it up. Absolutely. The American Israel Public Affairs Committee wanted to hear the presidential candidates in downtown D.C. It is the first time, and I mentioned this with Bob, that Donald Trump actually read from a teleprompter, blasting Obama and promises if he is elected, he would frankly turn the course of what's happening. The days of treating Israel like a second-class citizen, he says, would end on day one. He said he would meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu immediately. He vowed to move the embassy, as Bob mentioned, to Jerusalem. He said any peace agreement negotiations would have to start with the Palestinians knowing the bond between the U.S. and Israel is unbreakable. Very different from what we have going on right now. It's not about that bond. It's about Palestinians, Israel, you know, kind of actually blasting Israel and favoring perhaps the Palestinians a little bit, so different than what's being said. And he even said at one point, this is a quote. He said, "I love the people in this room. I love Israel. I've received some of my greatest honors from Israel. My daughter Ivanka is about to have a beautiful Jewish baby." So about half of the audience didn't clap when he came into the hall. By the end of his 25-minute speech, a lot were standing, applauding, cheering. He got standing ovations. And so this is kind of a new phase in the campaign for Donald Trump to become president. He, he's not rambling. He had a prepared speech. They sent out texts of his remarks while he was speaking. He went through a laundry list of promises designed for the people in front of him, of course. And it was a kind of a different Trump than we've seen in the past. Then you had Ted Cruz, the senator from Texas, who came after Trump. He started his speech with a shot at the front runner, referring to saying that Trump referred to the Palestinians in his speech, but that the government doesn't recognize the Palestinian Authority government as a sovereign nation, and as that of a sovereign nation, rather, an independent state. He said that might come as a surprise to the previous speaker because Palestine hasn't existed since 1948. How about that? So he did say that Israel is one of the many countries that should pay the U.S. back for its foreign aid. He said, I want him to pay some money back. I think Israel will do that also. There are many countries that can pay. So that probably wouldn't be quite as popular for people to hear afterwards. But, it doesn't matter. He definitely had the crowd. He definitely was playing a different or singing a different kind of tune. Now it's getting a little bit more organized, I guess is the best way to put that. All right, coming up Tuesday, Arizona presidential primary. Right? Voters in the Grand Canyon state select their preferred candidates. Arizona's a winner-take-all state for Republicans. Tuesday, you got the Utah, the presidential caucuses. And you've got Democratic caucuses that start about 6 p.m. and end around 8:30 p.m. Republican caucuses start at 7, end around 9 p.m. So it will be interesting to follow that, I think. And then also on Tuesday, Idaho. And there you've got Democratic caucuses 6. This is Mountain Time, by the way. 6 Mountain Time. And then you, with the Democrats, they select their preferred presidential candidates. That's how they do it. Because remember, it's wonky the way this is. It's different every single place. Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister, by the way, is going to deliver a video address. And that's at the Verizon Center in Washington, D.C., where the American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee huge conference is going on. So he's up and going, obviously, the big things. They're streaming it, starting at 8 o'clock Eastern. That will be huge. Hillary Clinton is in Washington State, not to be confused with Washington, D.C., and she's doing a round table with tribal leaders. So she's going to be there for the day and do another campaign stop. Bernie Sanders is in California in San Diego at the San Diego Convention Center. And, you know, here's another interesting thing that's going to take place in D.C. The Department of Justice case over access to the San Bernardino attacker's iPhone hearing is going to take place in the U.S. District Court, Central District Court of California. So bounced from D.C. to California, as we know, that court. Oral arguments. Boy, this is landmark. We'll be all over this. Stay with us.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract, call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now, 800-587-3948.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
One of my favorite movies, The Godfather, does not mean another one of the few candidates left has bit the dust. Instead, it means we're going to do a fun segment about accents before we dive deeper into the politics of the day. Now that I gave you the schedule, you know what happened in Cuba, you know what was going on with Donald Trump, and you know that Hillary Clinton and Trump are tied, basically. They're on top in the CNN ORC poll. Trump is the top choice of Republican voters. No question about it. No matter what the so-called establishment, the people behind the curtain smoking cigars want to happen, that's not what the people want. The poll finds very little appetite for replacing the delegate leader and front runner with another candidate at the convention or through a third party run, because that's been suggested. I mean, we're talking with the Republicans, three candidates. 47% of the Republicans say they'd most like to see Trump win their party's nomination. And it's pretty much about the same as the 40% who say they would most likely support him in February. You go next to Texas Senator Ted Cruz, 31%, Ohio Governor John Kasich, the preferred choice of 17% of the Republican voters, and that's not going to get it done. It's a fantasy to think that that's going to happen. At this point, no way. Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, they're making their final push, right? The race for the Democratic nomination, pretty steady. Clinton tops Sanders. She does. So the whole idea is getting the amount of delegates you need. 6 in 10 Republican voters overall say if no candidate wins a majority of delegates to the Republican convention through the primaries and caucuses, delegates should vote for the candidate who had the most support through those votes. So that's 82%.
among Trump backers, but just 40% among those who don't back Trump. So this could turn into a really nasty deal with the Republicans. The Democrats seem more united. 38% say they'll just go for it, they'll do it. 44 say it's divided now, but they'll unite by November. And it's only 15% who feel their party won't be united. Yada, yada, yada. But are they talking about the way the candidates speak? So check this out. If you rank accents in the United States, because, you know, we go to another country, they speak a foreign language, they might... It might be a little bit different in the country and the city, but it's different when you come to the United States. One of the brilliant things I personally love about this country is our differences. As somebody who's had the incredible fortune to live probably where you're living, maybe not in your exact suburb, small rural farm area that's beautiful or gorgeous, incredible mountain view, I guarantee I probably lived near that state or visited that state because I've lived in every sector of the United States. And it truly is one of the greatest pleasures of my life to be able to meet so many people. So when they ranked accents, that Thrillist, when they took on the task of ranking American accents from the most awful accents that people didn't like, they didn't think they were very pleasant, to somewhere else where they thought they were acceptable, New Jersey got a terrible, terrible rating. They say it's offensive as much as the accent, the oh my god that people in Jersey say. They say it's like the sound of chain smoking rats mating in an oil slick. What? So they really, really, really slammed New Jersey. Florida was right there, too. You know, tourist attractions, cool little areas, the charm of the beautiful beaches. But they say the accent is very, very odd, the way people in Florida speak. And then Ohio makes the list, too, because they say people in Ohio... They have this thing of wanting to sound down home, and it's awkward sounding. That just sounds awkward. Chicago made the list too. They say that the Chicago accent is the equivalent of a flapjack served at a characterless diner off of I-80. They say if flapjacks were completely void of flavor, state, and still frozen, and the diner were really a public restroom full of truckers yelling in grunts over the sound of the flushing sound in the bathroom, that's pretty much what you would get in Chicago. Wow! Oh, that is brutal. And I'm thinking of words that people say, and, you know, in the Midwest, people in Minnesota... A noticeable phrase to me was when they say, you betcha. Yeah, you betcha. And they say that. And then, of course, on the West Coast, if you go to California, the very laid-back type of person you may bump into, it doesn't mean everyone there is laid-back, but you could get a for sure, right? A for sure. And they're saying that in Florida, that homey kind of feel that they're trying to create is when they... adopt the hey y'all that other people in the South say. I think every area, frankly, has the words. I do a thing called learn the lingo. The lingo is definitely different every single place. Because you might be listening to me right now and you have no idea what a circle is. You know, when you come into an intersection and it's a circle and you have to enter from one side and go around, there are a lot of places that don't even have circles. Or they call them roundabouts in Europe. Back east in some places, they have those. A lot of what happens is when you go to a new place, a lot of it is navigating the highways. You know, if you go to California, I think the most infuriating thing is forget the back roads, because who knows the back roads? Maybe in a particular area, once you're in that area, But I thought it was fascinating that when you were going to meet somebody and they could be two towns over from you, you would have to kind of plan an hour and a half. Well, I hope I'm going to be there by noon, but you know how the traffic is on the 101. And even if I get off of this exit, that's not going to take me all the way down. And then there's so many traffic lights. So it's like a jigsaw puzzle. And it's always about, more than any place that I lived, California is all about the traffic in a different way the rest of us complain about traffic. It's more about navigating the traffic as to when you're going to get someplace, because you just don't know, right? You have no idea if you're going to make it or not. It's so hilarious to me. So I also saw, and this was what prompted this to me, what happens in the New Jersey area. The Italian New Jersey accent is a little bit different. So there's an episode of The Sopranos where, you know, they depict the whole Jersey Italian culture. And The Sopranos was a wildly popular show for people that lived anywhere in the United States. And there's a lunch meat called Capicola, but they call it Gabagool. So sometimes, and this is true, if you go into an Italian deli and you say Gabagool, they know what you mean, but it's so odd because the spelling is nowhere near what that word comes out as. I mean, Gabagool is G-A-B-A-G-O-O-L. Capicola is C-A-P-I-C-O-L-A. If you just tune in, you're like, what is this lady doing? Is she giving us a spelling test? No. We veered off into accents. Bernie Sanders, he has such a thick accent that Larry David, when he imitates him on Saturday Night Live, really exaggerates that whole, his movement, his whole accent. But his accent isn't a Vermont accent. He grew up in New York. He has a New York accent. A thick New York accent. And it's funny, when you're shopping, think about this. If you do shop, if you run out and you got to get cheese, you're like making your own pizza. And I don't care if you're listening to us in Oklahoma, Ottumwa, Iowa, Dallas, Texas, New York, wherever, doesn't matter. So you got to get mozzarella, right? And the best is when somebody packages, when you're looking for it, and they say, mozzarella, mozzadella. Mozzarella, and you have no idea. And there's a cheese that you use, oh, one of my favorites, when you make lasagna, and it's ricotta cheese, right? Ricotta. If you're listening to me in Illinois, you're not going to argue about that. You're listening to me in Florida and Sarasota, you're not going to argue about that, right? It's ricotta cheese. But there are people on the East Coast that call it ragout. So you say that, you have no clue. Would you really know what that means? It sounds like regoat, regoat. And I think what it is because a lot of syllables, a lot of vowels kind of just fall out. And that's what the different accent is there. Right? In the South, a whole different thing. It's like, what do you call soda? Do you call it Coke? Do you call? I've had people call it Pepsi. You want Pepsi? It's like Pepsi. Wait, that's all you have? Pepsi? No, Pepsi means soda. What kind of Pepsi do you want? Do you run into these problems when you're traveling? I don't know. I thought it'd be fun. All right, stay with us. True or false? Current events? What else is shaking? We got that coming up on the flip side.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. but you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now, don't just walk away, pretending everything's okay and you don't care about.
Welcome back to America Tonight. What a thrill to have Paul Goldstein with us. He's a professor of law at Stanford University. Of course, an award-winning writer of 4 novels, including Secret Justice. You love this. A Story of a New Justice. Will we get one of those? His experiences and the secrecy with which SCOTUS dispenses its justice. That sums it up right there. Paul, thanks so much for coming on.
Good to be on with you, Kate.
So we look at Garland, who, of course, is the president's nominee, and the pushback before anybody was even announced from the Republicans. And so we know that there's all this fighting going on in Washington. You know, would it be just so unprecedented for it would be so odd to not have a president with this much time to not nominate somebody, wouldn't it?
It would be odd. I think the bigger story here about SCOTUS, as you put it, is the politics that are going on in Washington right now between the White House and the Senate underline how politicized the Supreme Court itself has become. And so, you know, at some point we are going to have a candidate pass through the Senate and march into the Supreme Court building. And one of the great pleasures of writing Secret Justice was pulling back the curtains on what it must be like to be a new justice, a hardworking but somewhat naive person walking into this maelstrom and this tug and pull of left and right in what has become a highly politicized place.
Yeah, so take us there. What would that be like? As you said, it's now so political. What's it like? For example, we know that Elena Kagan and Sonia Sotomayor, they were the two that got in with Obama. What would it have been like for them as women too, as well, to go into that position?
the same, you know, exactly the same kind of issue. You've put your finger right on it. You go in with some preparation and some expectations, but, you know, this may be a situation of life following art, but the amount of changes of position, political maneuvering in the background that goes on at the court, and every now and then we get a chance to see it actually happen. So what's in secret justice is notionally fiction, but it really does happen. There's an awful lot of movement among the justices, you know, playing for political advantage, and any new justice has to be on her or his toes.
Boy, isn't that the truth. And so what did you think when you first heard of Justice Scalia's death? What was the first, as somebody who really focuses on this, what was the first thoughts that were running through your mind when you heard about it?
Well, I hate to tell you this, and I'm not going to give away a plot line, but I said, my God, or it actually wasn't my thought. It was a friend who knew the book, called me, because the book had just come out, and said, how did you predict what was going to happen? And so I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, that's right. There you go. That's called a tease. That's good.
That's called a tease. Thanks, Kate.
Yep, that's, now you're in our business. That's perfect. You get it.
Good.
So, you know, as we move along, what does this say about us when you look at the Supreme Court and you know, I wonder, the thing that comes to my mind, and I've been there several times,
mm-hmm.
are we seeing the death of what was supposed to be the greatest court in the land? Is this just changing with the times, or what is it?
It certainly has changed, although there have been different views over time about what the court should be doing. There are some who have taken the view that the Supreme Court should not be the final reviewer of the constitutionality of legislative and other decisions. We might move in that direction. That would seem quite unlikely. I think, you know, we see ebbs and flows. What I'm concerned about, and what the book talks about, what the Secret Justice talks about, is what it is we don't know about what goes on in the court. The public has very little idea of, leaving politics aside, has very little idea of the machinery by which the court gets to life and death decisions, decisions that affect us in our daily lives. You know, of the three branches of government, none affects us more directly than the Supreme Court, and at the same time is as hidden from public view in terms of its processes.
Yeah. What was it? I mean, obviously you're a professor of law at one of our greatest institutions, Stanford University, and you've seen so many people come through your classroom. When you see these young minds, do you sometimes look out and think, wow, there's a potential right there of somebody that we may see in the future, perhaps being nominated even for the Supreme Court?
Well, you know, when I arrived here 40 years ago, I had colleagues who had Rehnquist and Sandra Day O'Connor as their students here.
Wow.
So it's, you know, entirely possible that one of my former students is going to get on the court. I'd like to say it makes me a little nervous, but, you know, we have some really fine lawyers coming out of Stanford and other law schools as well. I'm less concerned about the quality of the lawyers, because there really are some terrific lawyers out there, than I am about what the processes of the court do to them. And that's what this Secret Justice is about. That, I think, is the great story of the day.
Yep. How do they do that? And so what are some examples of how the court keeps up appearances, let's say?
Well, just to take one example of things the public doesn't know, you know, there are 8,000 appeals taken to the Supreme Court every year. Of those appeals, the Supreme Court's going to decide maybe 70 of them out of 8,000. How does the court get to winnow out what cases it's going to hear, what cases it's not going to hear? Well, there's a tremendous reliance on judicial clerks. And now these are students of mine who graduated 3 and 4 years ago. These are young lawyers who are sifting through cases and saying, you know, Mr. or Ms. Justice, so-and-so, I think you ought to take this. And 75% of the cases, according to one study, the justices follow the lead of these young, quite young, but bright lawyers. These young clerks are writing the first drafts of opinions for several of the justices. Now, the justices get to play around with them and revise them to be sure. But that's a tremendous amount of power to be giving to young, relatively inexperienced, unseasoned lawyers.
Boy, no kidding. All right, one last quick one, Professor. How about Garland? Does he get any kind of shake at all, or nah, there's not going to be any hearing on this?
Boy, you know, Kate, I think you know the answer to that as well as I do or anyone else in the country. That's a great question to ask.
Yeah, we don't know. Absolutely crazy. All right, so Secret Justice, we can get it on Amazon?
You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, IndieBound, get it, you know, ebook. It's all over the place.
Great. Thank you so much, Professor Paul Goldstein. We appreciate your time.
Kate, great to talk with you.
Terrific. Professor of Law at Stanford University. One of the prettiest campuses that I've ever walked through, Stanford, and I had a friend that was at Stanford, and boy, oh boy, did he tell me that they really put you through the ringer, but when you come out on the other side, it's really wonderful to have gone through there and to have been there at that university. All right, as we come to the end of this hour of America Tonight, a couple of quick reminders. One, you can always let your thoughts flow by hitting us up at americatonight.net. Also, hook up with us on Facebook and Twitter. Twitter handle is Kate Delaney at Real Radio Talk. Thanks so much for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.